NFL teams can slap players with the franchise tag or transition tag starting today. They can do it until March 5th. And when it comes to Texans defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, they're expected to give Clowney said franchise tag. Per Peter King, the Texans are in no rush to sign Clowney to a long-term deal because he isn't the, quote, worker bee, end quote, that other members of the defense are. Per Aaron Wilson, the Texans aren't planning to play anywhere near what Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald got with their respective contracts last season. Jadeveon Clowney, for his part, apparently is keeping all options on the table. That's what I heard from Cecil Shorts yesterday when he was hosting Mad Radio with me.
All options.
Everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. He's going to look at all his options from what I'm hearing. And to me, to sit out that year, if he chooses to do it, it would be very interesting because he's saving himself a lot of contact. He's saving himself wear and tear on that knee, as we just talked about. So I wouldn't say that's out of the question. It's just a hard thing to do. Sit out a ball for a whole year. Now, like you mentioned, he's financially stable. He can do that. But if you really want to take your stand, and if this is what it comes down to, we'll guess we'll see what happens.
If he's looking to sign a long-term deal, I don't think it's going to happen with the Houston Texans. I don't understand why after last season it wouldn't happen now. Why would he want to wait another year for it to happen after next season on a one-year prove-it deal? And if he wants that long-term deal, I feel like he should operate with the Le'Veon Bell approach, which is what Cecil was inferring, that he actually could end up not signing the franchise tag and sitting out for the entire year. It's going to be a tough one for him to swallow. He doesn't exactly want to do it, but that is something that he is open to.
I don't know, because the problem with that is that you are also just, you have to make up $20 million when you sit that whole year out. So you have to somehow get that deal you're looking for, and it's going to be $20 million guaranteed above and beyond what you thought. Now, you're also playing you're hedging your bets because you're saying, okay, if I play this year and I get injured and have some catastrophic injury, what am I going to get? My first
just
answer would
money.
Be that somebody will still give him a big contract, though, too. It's like an ACL these days doesn't prevent you from getting a big contract.
I guess it depends on what catastrophic means.
So I'm not a huge fan of sitting out the entire year. The franchise tag sucks in a lot of ways, but that's what they've negotiated in the CBA. I think you play out the year. If it's $19, $20 million, then you roll the dice again next year. If you get franchised 2 years in a row, like DeMarcus Lawrence from the Cowboys probably will, then you end up with $40 million in the bank after 2 years. It's dicier, it's riskier, but you're also talking to a guy that's already made $32 million in his career in Jadeveon Clowney.
Seth has asked, what's the downside of the franchise tag? The downside is you're going year to year, and the guy might be unhappy, and he might sit out minicamp and OTAs and training camp, and he might show up a week or two before the season. That's one of the downsides, is you may not get the same Clowney in week one and two next season as you normally may.
So that's from the Texans standpoint. From Clowney's standpoint, he'd get hurt again, and he's had four knee surgeries in the course of his career with the Houston Texans. So that's definitely something that I would be a little concerned about if I'm Jadeveon Clowney. I want that long-term deal now, and I have to do another prove-it year to get it. If I'm Clowney, I'm seriously thinking about this, and Cecil's thinking that's something he's at least open to.
Well, he has to also, though, combat the narrative about him, and that's part of the problem with Clowney's situation right now, is that if he was indeed immature in those first couple years, there's a narrative and there are stories around the league about him, and people are going to have bigger question marks about him if he sits out an entire year. So it's working against him in terms of like rolling the dice on not playing and then getting a huge deal that's going to make you $20 million more than whatever they're offering you right now.
That's
a big question.
A possible free agent target for the Texans likely will not end up a free agent. The Buccaneers are looking for a long-term deal with tackle Donovan Smith, but if they're not able to get it, per Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, they are expected to use the franchise tag. So that was probably a pipe dream for him to actually be available for the Houston Texans, but he likely won't be. However, Trent Brown of the New England Patriots could be available if you read this. He is looking for a situation where, quote, he can build some longevity somewhere that'll be a great place and great fit schematically. He'd like for that place to be New England. He says that's something I'd love, but that's a place that we'll cross when we get there. But since he thinks he's the best pass protector in the league, whether that's true or not, he will likely not get that contract with the New England Patriots. Yes, yeah. Trent Brown said that.
If the Texans sign Trent Brown, I'm going to be very, very, very worried.
I'm in the same boat.
This is a guy who Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach for the Patriots, said that they had some interesting times out on the practice field as Trent Brown tried to learn exactly what the Patriots expect of him in terms of effort and whatnot. And I don't trust that somehow the Texans are going to keep Trent Brown playing at the same level he did. Trent Brown goes from San Francisco to New England, becomes a much better football player. And we've read that story before. So I'm not going to be excited about it. I'll be intrigued. If the Texans sign Trent Brown, I'll be hopeful that he'll be better than what it was last year, but I'm not sure it's going to be the best spending of money.
You're finally giving him the raw talent. Mike Devlin, the raw talent to mold the clay to his form.
This will be the big Mike Devlin barometer.
Yeah,
Trent Brown do this year if he comes from New England?
It would be an easy way to really figure out what Mike Devlin is as an offensive line coach, because you'd be able to say, hey, here's what he did in New England. Here's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Wade Smith did mention when he was in with us that when it comes to a guy like Trent Brown, he is big and maybe isn't exactly the ideal kind of tackle that you would have for a mobile quarterback like that of Deshaun Watson. So definitely something to keep an eye on. In Dallas, the Cowboys are unlikely to place the franchise tag on DeMarcus Lawrence for a second straight season. That is something that DeMarcus Lawrence is probably looking to avoid, seeing as he got the franchise tag last season. And maybe this is something that we can keep an eye on as to compare situations with that of the Texans and Jadeveon Clowney.
And here's the problem with that, even unrelated to Clowney, is DeMarcus Lawrence, to me, if he actually hits the open market, is the exact kind of guy that the Indianapolis Colts would sign. Indianapolis would go after a guy like this and basically plug him into one of their defensive end spots and go after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'd be worried about, is Indy with their $100 million in cap space. That's the perfect kind of guy for them.
So that would suck. The Houston
It would suck if the Texans don't get their act together. There's not a single individual player that should scare you other than a quarterback in the NFL. Like, you can do things to take care of guys. And as far as DeMarcus Lawrence goes, yeah, okay, what am I going to be scared of DeMarcus Lawrence if he goes to the Colts? Why? Because the offensive line is just such a mess. That's what scares me. I'd like to think that the Texans can get their act together with the offensive line.
It's true, but the Colts, remember, had elite pass rushers during the days of Peyton Manning, and they have been without a Dwight Freeney or Robert Mathis type for a couple of seasons now, so DeMarcus Lawrence over there.
DeMarcus Lawrence had one more hurry than Jadeveon Clowney this year, by the way. So for people that want to act like Jadeveon Clowney never rushes the passer well or anything, just let's remember this.
People forget. The Houston Rockets back in action on Thursday night against the Lakers in Los Angeles at 9:30. James Harden did an exclusive one-on-one interview with Rachel Nichols of ESPN, and he was asked if he wants to be MVP.
You have said that you want the MVP again this season. Make your case to me. Why do you deserve it?
What do you mean? Just look at all what we've had to go through when you put, you know, any other guy in the situation that I've been in, and they probably wouldn't be here or in the same situation, you know. And so we got a chance to get to that, top three seed in the West, which we all know how difficult that is.
So James Harden thinks he should be the MVP. Will he end up being the MVP with Giannis being on the best team in basketball as things currently stand?
It's going to be much harder than people are feeling right now because of two guys. One, Giannis, Bucks, best record in the league. He's their best player by far. Number two, Paul George has been awesome for Oklahoma City, which is better than the Rockets are, and they're the number three seed. And so you're going to have other guys getting votes. For Harden to really lock this thing up, to me, the Rockets are going to need to be in the top four of teams in the West.
Right. Is anybody going to be irate if Harden doesn't get the MVP?
Yes.
I mean, he's put the team on his shoulders. But, And we love to do this here in Houston, is say, well, back when Westbrook was doing it this, when Westbrook was doing it that. Well, yeah, when Westbrook was getting the MVP, we were all arguing here that, hey, it usually goes to a guy that's on a really good team. Westbrook got it. So are we now going back and retroactively saying, oh, it was okay for Westbrook to get the MVP because now it suits me for Harden to get it? The team, unfortunately, is being carried by James Harden, but traditionally, that hasn't been enough, and I'm fine with it. I had an issue with Westbrook getting it when the team wasn't that good, and I'd be okay with it if James didn't get it because the team is not one of the best teams right this moment, just by record, because of obvious circumstances.
And the wrap-up headlines. The Dallas XFL team left voting up to the fans, and I don't know if they have confirmed that this will be their team name, but 55% of the fan vote voted to name them the Dallas Y'all.
What? All right. The problem with this is that it's so hard to use in conversation when you're talking about a team. You know what I mean? Are you
they all looked good last night.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Yeah, but it's like that with any of the teams that are just like the Force. And you don't know
not a plural.
Like, well, the Force were, or the Force are, or the Force. You know, yeah. This will be the first time we've encountered this.
You know how they changed this whole thing in Europe with soccer? They changed the way, like, the possessive or whatever it is. Yeah. They're like, Chelsea are doing this. I wonder what they would do in England with the Dallas Y'all.
Why is the XFL messing up this bad so quickly? You don't leave anything to the fans like this, like, without an out somehow. That's how that Bodie McBoatface thing happened in England, where they allowed the public to name a ship. Named it Bodie McBoatface. The Dallas Y'all.
But some of the other options are not great. You got like the Desperados, the Gunslingers, the Wranglers, the Armadillos, the Giddy Ups. It's all pretty much the same general concept.
This is rife for potential taking quotes out of context, which will be somebody will ask a player like, "Well, what did you think about the fans last night? You went in and played the Dallas Y'all. What did you think about the Y'all fans?" And you could say like, "Well, Y'all were." The team itself, y'all were horrendous, and then that gets taken out of context. This is really dumb.
It's a bad name.
This is really, really stupid. I'm trying to be more positive in life, but that clown Bill this morning at 6:12 a.m. got me off on the wrong foot. Now the XFL is gonna fail, and I'm confident in saying so. This right here is all you need to know. They named a team the Dallas Y'all.
We'll see if that actually ends up being it, but yes, 55% of the vote, also getting votes, 2% voted for the Dallas Assassins, which is a little bleeped up.
Why? 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 We have teams called the Pirates. Oh, like, oh, true. Hey, the Pirates. Remember they sang those songs, and then they went out and they murdered and plundered and raped? Oh, the Pirates. Let's go with the Pirates. How is that any different?
Because they sang while they were doing it. Have you ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Yo, no. Ho, yo, ho. A Pirate's Life of Meat. Meanwhile, a president got assassinated in Dallas. People forget that.
Yeah, somehow people think that Pirates is fine, but Assassins isn't okay. I'm going with Assassins. That's a badass name right there.
Coming up at the top of the hour, there is only one reason why the Texans should not re-sign Jadeveon Clowney, and it has nothing to do with whether he is a worker bee or not. Mike, Seth, and Paul, Antonio Brown, what did he go on Reddit and do some kind of AMA?
Ask, was it Reddit or was it Twitter?
Anything?
Ask him a bunch of stuff. It was on Twitter.
He's on Twitter, and I'm having a really difficult time understanding anything that he says. Am I alone in that? Like, he has very interesting sentence structure, and that's the polite way to put it.
He didn't get hired because he was an English major or anything. Let's see. Somebody asked him, "What would you tell people that say you only want a new team to get a new contract?" Because that's relevant here in Houston. You might wonder, "Hey, if we trade for Antonio Brown, does he expect this huge contract to come with it? He's got 2 years left." Antonio said, "Not for the money. It's for the love of the sport. The commitment to win relentlessly, consistently, passionately." Boy, no commas here or anything. And he's using like the, what's it called when he's using extra spaces. I see what you're saying about Paul.
It's really like, difficult
no
to follow.
Commas, but then he's putting like spaces before the exclamation point. "Plus, I made $70 million. It's public record. Not to be cocky, just truth. Time to play for my own team, AB84, the family." So I guess suffice it to say, he doesn't feel the Steelers are competitive enough. Maybe, what if Antonio Brown is the victim here? What if Antonio Brown just sees that Mike Tomlin's never going to get it done and he wants to go somewhere he feels he can?
Well, then he'd be right.
Do the Texans pass muster? Would he look at the Texans and say, "Hey, I like that"? I would guess so, because I think Antonio Brown would think of Deshaun Watson and look at him and think, like, here's a young, moldable guy that'll listen to me when I tell him I need the ball more.
Give me the ball.
I need 25 targets a game, Deshaun.
I can mold this guy to my liking.
Let's see. Another Pittsburgh Steelers fan said, "You sat out on our last game against the Bengals. If you love the game as much as you say, regardless of your $70 million, you made, you shouldn't be able to sit out so easily then." Boy, people's lack of commas and punctuation here make it really hard to read things on Twitter. Antonio Brown responds, "After the coach tell the team I quit while nursing some bumps, then invite me to watch the show with same guys thinking I quit, I cannot stand with that. I'm the bad guy, though. We miss postseason. Think about it." I mean, yeah, I guess I thought about
it. Is
this
William Faulkner? What's going on here?
You weren't there for the game.
What am I reading?
Because you missed an MRI. This is the problem, is that you weren't there for the game because of things leading up to everything you did beforehand. It's a common tactic among people who get in trouble a lot, is they try to isolate it down to the very last bad thing they did wrong and then act like that's the first bad thing they ever did in their life.
He needs commas.
He needs
commas. Please use a GD comma.
Okay, now this is interesting. This is Jermaine. Steelers fan asks, who would be those teams that you would like to play for? Antonio Brown says, best interest, this be my first meeting with Mr. Rooney ever, as Antonio Brown the man, not AB84, the player in the locker room. I never been to my house, their house, like what am I really doing? Less than what you bargained
for. I think he's mad.
More than real.
I think he's mad that Rooney never has been to his house. That's essentially what he is saying. Which, how many owners go to a house?
Bear with me here. I think he's speaking metaphorically. Is he possibly speaking metaphorically? I never been.
He says, there's no I there.
There's an exclamation point oddly placed. I thought that was an I.
Yes, again.
Never been to my house, their house.
Awkward semicolon.
Like, what am I really doing? Oh, boy. What the hell does that mean?
I think he's. You know,
there's a chance that he's kind of chemically affected.
Yeah, I think he's tweeting while smoking.
He's walking around Radio Row looking like out of this world, and not in like a wow, what an outfit, but kind of just like he was not there and present. It was kind of weird. I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown, but I think his erratic behavior since the season would actually give me more pause than anything he did during the season. Because during the season, you can see he's proven himself to be a productive football player despite all of this drama. The question becomes at the very end of the season where you're a no-show for an MRI and then you're not allowed to play. And then everything since, it's been very erratic. I'd be nervous about bringing that guy.
You're not alone. Peter King, we've been discussing what Peter wrote about Clowney not being a worker bee, according to what Peter King thinks. Peter King also wrote on Monday that NFL teams who he's talked to who may have interest have now reduce interest in Antonio Brown because of things like this.
Really?
Because of these Twitter rampages and non sequiturs and some of the things that he's putting out there.
If he's allowed to talk to teams, like let's say the Steelers said, all right, even though you're destroying your trade value, we'll try to trade you and you can approve any deals. If he's allowed to go talk to some people, I mean, if you're a GM and Antonio Brown walks in and starts talking like he's tweeting, it's a no-go, right? Like, you're just like, I can't sign this guy.
Yeah.
It'd be like letting a drunk guy drive your daughter home. You're not going to do it.
I know it's exciting, the idea here, having DeAndre Hopkins and Antonio Brown, but I can't deal with this kind of stuff. This behavior is way too erratic for Mike Meltzer's football sensibilities. I need someone to be more in line than this.
I'd rather have him go out and commit like an old school conventional crime than be acting like this. Nothing like with a victim or anything, but I don't know. Maybe if he got drunk and rambunctious and stole a case of beer like Mike Vrabel allegedly once did. He was accused of it, and then they dropped the charges. But let's say he got drunk and stole a case of beer from a convenience store. I'd be like, rambunctiousness. This is a little bit more concerning. This is wandering around spaced out like you don't know where you are.
And, you know, you can use Google to figure out how to use punctuation. And honestly, from time to time when I'm writing an article, I'll go on Google and say, should I use a semicolon here or a colon? Antonio, can you please do that?
I don't want commas.
No, I can't. I don't know what he's saying. This actually makes me more mad this entire time. No, it doesn't.
You need perfect grammar out of your football players?
I honestly, if I'm going to get cryptic tweets, I need a little bit better structure.
Yeah, but that alone
is a little bit. This is so terrible.
But that alone's not going to prevent you from, like, I bet some of your favorite football players might.
He's the worst football player ever because of this. I can't deal with it.
I don't mind if a guy's illiterate as long as he plays football well. I don't give a damn about that.
You know what? I'd rather him be illiterate than his horrible use of punctuation. I need a comma or a semicolon. Come on, figure it out, bro.